This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
California introduces a bill that would allow employees to possibly relax. Amazon just walked out on its self-checkout technology. And England's National Health Service will provide an artificial pancreas to thousands of diabetes patients. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, and this is Engadget News. Burnout, quiet quitting, strikes. The news, and likely your schedule, is filled with markers that workers are overwhelmed and too much is expected of them. There's little regulation in the United States to prevent employers from forcing workers to be at their desks or on call at all hours, but that might soon change. California State Assemblyman Matt Haney has introduced AB 2751, a right to disconnect proposition, the San Francisco Standard reports. The bill is in its early stages, but if passed, would make every California employer lay out exactly what a person's hours are and ensure they are not required to respond to work-related communications while off the clock. Time periods in which a salaried employee might have to work longer hours would need to be laid out in their contract. Exceptions would exist for emergencies. The Department of Labor would monitor adherence and fine companies a minimum of $100 for wrongdoing, whether that's forcing employees to be on Zoom, their inbox, answering texts, or monitoring Slack when they're not getting paid to do so. It's not clear how much support exists for AB 2751, but as a tech hub and a major economic center, the bill has the potential to create tremendous impact for workers in California and pressure other states to follow suit. The bill follows similar legislation in other countries. In 2017, France became the first nation to implement a right to disconnect policy, a model which has been copied in Argentina, Ireland, Mexico, and Spain. Amazon is removing Just Walk Out tech from all of its fresh grocery stores in the U.S. That's according to the information. The self-checkout system relies on a host of cameras, sensors, and good old-fashioned human eyeballs to track what people leave the store with, charging the customers accordingly. The technology has been plagued by issues from the onset. Most notably, Just Walk Out merely presents the illusion of automation, with Amazon crowing about generative AI and the like. Here's where the smoke and mirrors come in. While the stores have no actual cashiers, there are reportedly over 1,000 real people in India scanning the camera feeds to ensure accurate checkouts. It's also incredibly expensive to install and maintain the necessary equipment, which is likely why Just Walk Out technology was only adopted at around half of fresh stores in the U.S. There have been plenty of frustrating issues for consumers when using this system, from receipts being sent out hours after purchase to completely mismanaged orders. In other words, it took a vast array of sensitive equipment and 1,000 people staring at video feeds to do the job of one or two people sitting behind cash registers at each store. Ain't modern innovation grand? There's also some major privacy concerns here. Remember those cameras and sensors? Well, they are constantly collecting biometric information as people shop. This goes beyond Amazon's palm scanning technology, as the cameras and sensors measure the shape and size of each customer's body for identification and tracking purposes. This led to a class action suit in New York, that accused the company of collecting biometric identifier information without properly disclosing the practices to consumers. The suit says that Amazon ran afoul of the state's biometric identifier information law, which requires businesses to tell customers if they are collecting data used for identification purposes. Amazon tried to sell the technology to other retail chains, but didn't get too many bites. It teamed up with Starbucks in a few locations, and there was a small launch in hospitals for medical staff, but that's about it. One sticking point? Well, these systems require high ceilings to accommodate the cameras and sensors. Reuters also suggested that many retailers consider Amazon a competitor and disruptor, souring them on a technology partnership. Those 1,000 offshore cashiers probably didn't help with the sales pitch either.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
England's National Health Service said on Tuesday that tens of thousands of children and adults with type 1 diabetes will receive an artificial pancreas to help manage their insulin levels. The hybrid closed-loop system, a sensor under the skin that sends wireless readings to an externally worn pump, which delivers insulin as needed, can help patients avoid the risk of type 1 diabetes without worrying about finger sticks or injections. This isn't the first device of its kind. Tandem makes similar insulin pumps in the U.S. after it received FDA authorization in 2019. Gizmodo notes that another company called iLet got FDA approval for a similar device last year, although the NHS has not said which specific device its program will use. What's different here is the nation's publicly funded healthcare system, providing them for free rather than as an exclusive privilege for the well-to-do. The hybrid closed-loop system starts with a sensor implanted beneath the skin, which continually monitors glucose levels at regular intervals. The sensor sends that data wirelessly to a pump worn externally, which delivers the proper insulin dosage. The hybrid part of its name comes from the fact that some user input, including entering carb intake, is still required in the otherwise self-regulating system. The government agency gave an ultra-precise figure of 269,095 people in England living with type 1 diabetes, highlighting how many folks could potentially benefit from the rollout. The NHS says local branches will begin identifying patients for the program starting on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by contributors Sarah Fielding, Lawrence Bonk, and Will Shanklin, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.